aims and objectives of teaching economics in Indian context. There are several paragraphs in the report of the Education Commission 1964-66 that clearly express national and economic concerns in the context of national development. These concerns form the basis of the teaching or study of economics. In other words, these determine the aims and objectives of the study of economics. Here it must be emphasized that economic concerns cannot altogether be separated from national concerns. In fact, economic concerns play a major role in the reconstruction of the society as envisaged in Indian Constitution. The Education Commission 1964-66 has very clearly state the principal national objective and the role of education in the opening paragraph of its report. In chapter 1, entitled Education and National Development, the destiny of Indian is now being shaped in her classrooms. This, we believe, is now no more rhetoric. In the world based on science and technology, it is education that determines the level of prosperity, welfare, and security of people. On the quality and number of persons coming out of our schools and colleges will depend our success in the great enterprise of national reconstruction, the principal objective of which is to raise the standard of living of our people. Among the important problems in this regard, it laid emphasis on economic growth and full employment. While discussing the role of education, it observed, "In our opinion, no reform is more urgent than to transform education to endeavor to relate to the life needs and aspirations of the people and thereby make it a powerful instrument of social, economic, and cultural transformation necessary for the realization of our national goals. This, according to the Commission, can be done if education is related a productivity, strengths social and national integration, consolidates democracy as a form of government, and helps the country to adopt it as a way of life, hastens the process of modernization and strive to build character by cultivating social, moral, and spiritual values. The Commission emphasized that all these aspects are interrelated in the complex process of social change. We cannot achieve even one without striving for all. Accordingly, the Commission suggests the following two main programs. First, the development of physical resources through the modernization of agriculture and industrialization. This requires the adoption of the science-based technology, heavy capital formation and investment, and the provision of the essential infrastructure of transport, credit, marketing and other institutions. Second, the development of the human resources through the properly organized program of education. Again, the Commission observed the realization of countries' aspiration involves change in the knowledge, skills, interests, and values of the people as a whole. This is basic to every program of social and economic betterment of which India stands in need. For the fulfillment of all these objectives, teaching of economics can go long way. Thus, at every stage of economic teaching, these national objectives must be kept in view. In the light of above discussion, the aims and objectives of teaching economics are: first, to enable the students to understand overall concerns of national development. Second, to enable the students to understand the role of economic development in the context of overall national development. Third, to enable the student to understand the economic problems facing the nation. Fourth, to enable the students to understand the role of planning in economic as well as national development. Fifth, to enable the students to understand the basic principles and practice of a socialism and invested in the constitution. Sixth, to enable the students to understand the principles and practice of mixed economy. Seven, to enable, E-N-A-B-L-E, enable the students to understand the need for increased productivity. Eight, to enable the students to understand the need for providing quality of opportunity. Nine, to enable the students to understand the economic theory and practices. Tenth, to enable the students to increase productivity in every endeavor, E-N-D-E-A-V-O-U-R. 11, to involve the students to take up some vocation suiting their abilities, aptitudes and interests when they complete their schooling. 12, to enable the student to start their own enterprise when they complete their schooling. 13, to enable the students to develop intelligent citizenship. 14, to develop in the student the skill of learning while earning or earning while learning. 15, to develop in the students a broad social intelligence in economic problems. 16, to develop in the students age understanding of the significance of public expenditure. 17. To promote cooperative attitude in the students to increase economic well-being. 18. To provide experiences to the students to improve their ability to make relation choices. 19. To develop in the students the sentiment of emotional integration and national integration by emphasizing the aspect of economic interdependence of various regions of the country. 20. To develop in the students high standards of ethical, moral and spiritual values. 21. To develop in the students high standards of tests. 22. To develop in the students scientific outlook on economic issue also. 23. To enable the students to develop the art of spending money. Broad classification of the aims and objectives of teaching economics. First, specific aims and objectives of economics teaching. First, occupational efficiency aim. Second, economic efficiency aim. Third, consumer efficiency aim. Fourth, knowledge of the economic problem facing the country and the need for economic construction as envisaged in the Constitution of India. Fifth, understanding of economic planning process and implementation aims. Second, general aims of objectives of economics teaching. First, character development aims. Second, social efficiency aims. Third, citizenship development aims. Fourth, emotional integration and national unity aims. Objectives of teaching economics at the college stage. Unit 1, India.